SBS Radio.
We have in our program three of the 18 in total of the finalists for Miss Supermodel Worldwide Australia. We have
Cassia Storm,
Christelle Bandal,
Jana Maria Larca.
Yes. You've had your rehearsals, and how was it, Cassia?
Oh, it was very fun. It was something different. I mean, I haven't done questions and answers before, so I had a little bit of a struggle there. But no, it's really fun getting the feel of what's actually going to happen. So.
Yes, yeah. And you, Christelle?
It was good. It was really fun to be able to practice on the actual venue, and to also meet the girls is a great experience to make friendships.
Is it the first time that you are all together?
For Cassia, I've worked with her before, but for the other girls that I've seen today, it was my first time, so it was really nice to get to know them.
Yes, and you, Jonathan?
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was a good opportunity to get most of the nerves out early, so it was really good.
Yes. Christelle and Jana, you are of Filipino descent, right?
Both of my parents are Filipino.
And you?
Yeah, that's the same with me, both of my parents.
But you don't speak Filipino, but you understand?
Yeah, I could try to speak some Tagalog, but it might take a while. And it might sound a little funny, so yeah, I just speak English.
Say, kumusta?
Kumusta.
Did you try? And you, Christelle?
I can speak fluent Tagalog if I'm surrounded by a lot of them. I kind of like just adopt to it.
Yes.
But at home, I speak English to my parents.
Yes. And you, Cassia? What's your background?
I'm actually a lot of things. I am Irish, English, German. There's like all bits of like, I think there's Greek, there's Scottish, so.
Have you done your DNA test then?
No, I think I need to. I need to go to, what's it called again? The website?
Ancestry.
Yeah, I need to go to Ancestry. I need to know, I want to know. But yeah, I'm pretty much Bogan. I sound Bogan.
Okay. is this your first time to join a modeling competition?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is my first time, and I'm really excited to join.
Yeah, and you, Jonah? Yes.
Oh, that's same for me. Yeah, first time.
And you?
Same for me as well. Yeah.
Wow. So first timers. Yes. And this is the first Miss Supermodel World competition in Australia, isn't it? Yes. And what pushed you to really join the competition? Should I go for it?
Well, I've been doing a lot of modelling stuff lately. I just recently did with Christelle. We did the Rocky Gathacol fashion show, and I've been doing a lot of photo shoots and stuff, but this opportunity came up and I want to further my career in modelling, and it's my passion as well, and you make amazing friends, and just the whole experience and is just amazing.
And you, Christelle?
Well, I actually didn't know about it because it's the first time. I found out about it when I was doing a photo shoot. I was recommended to join. And I'm always up for any events that will contribute to improving my personality and characteristics. So I was really up for it for myself and also to the other girls out there, like, as to become an inspiration too.
Yeah. And you, Jana?
Yeah, I've just been looking for an opportunity to kind of build my confidence, become a better version of myself. And I actually met Tito Rox at the Christmas fiesta. So he told me about it, and I was like, yeah, for sure, because I've always got a lot of encouragement and support from my family. So I thought it was about time to like make a start. Yeah. Yeah.
And aside from modeling, what are you guys doing? Like, are you studying?
So I'm about to do an art degree. Yeah, so I love being creative and painting and drawing. That's always been my passion as well. So yeah, I do that, but I've got to start that next year. So yes, yeah.
And I'm about to start my first year of uni, a Bachelor of Communications in Digital and Social Media. So I'm a creative person as well, and I love collaborating with people and working together to, like, you know, make a great artwork.
Jana?
Yeah, I'm a full-time science student at University of New South Wales. So I'm studying a science degree and I'm majoring in physiology. So.
You want to be a doctor?
That's one of my options. I'm leaving it open because there are a lot of things I want to do. So, yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think this competition will give you, aside from you have mentioned gaining experience in such a competition and gaining friends as well? What other benefits do you think will you get from it?
Crystal?
I think a major benefit that you would get from joining competitions like this is the exposure. If you're an aspiring model, trying out competitions like this is a great way to build yourself and like make a name for yourself, get yourself known. Photographers, they'll like start offering you jobs and things like that. So that is like one of the major benefits of this competition. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think one of the major benefits is just like building a better version of yourself, gaining the confidence experience, and like becoming like someone your friends can look up to, even younger relatives. Like, I think because they can see that I can do it, they can do it too. So I think just, yeah, being an inspiration to the people around me, I think that's one of the major benefits.
And Cassia?
I think networking is the main one. And I also like to challenge myself as well. So I think that's a massive bonus, like, because I've never done something like this before. And to, like, you're going to meet heaps of people that are in work in the field and photographers and, like, modelling companies, anything. So you're just always going to be on top of your game and you never know, something good, like, really good could come out of it.
Something real spot on.
Yeah.
And aside, I know this is a modeling competition, but aside from modeling and the posture and the Q&A, what are expected of you during the competition, Crystal?
During the competition, a lot of things are expected from us. And I guess beauty is one of them, but also your brains and like how you communicate your opinions to the world and yeah, just like your communication skills and your perspectives in the world and your confidence in yourself and what you think.
Will there be a swimsuit portion of this?
Yes.
Yeah. And talent portion?
Yes.
What are you going to be doing, Crystal?
I'm going to be singing.
Ooh, we should have a sample for that.
Oh, sure.
Okay, have you decided which song are you going to sing? Be singing at the competition?
I guess so, but we'll see. It might change.
But you're not changed. Oh, you're not going to sing that today.
No, I'll keep it a secret.
Okay, sure. What are you going to sing today for us?
I think Someone's Waiting for You by Lea Salonga, I think. Always keep a little prayer in your pocket, and you're sure to see the light. Soon there'll be joy and happiness, and your little world will be bright.
Yeah. And you, Cassia, what are you doing?
I actually haven't decided. I mean, I think maybe, I mean, it could be a dance, could be singing, but I'm probably more leaning towards singing. But I haven't picked a song.
So
I haven't picked that.
Today.
I haven't picked a song yet. I haven't practiced yet. I'm going to get around to that.
Fair enough. And you, Jana?
Yeah, honestly, we found out today, so I'm still weighing out my options, but I'm leaning towards, yeah, probably playing guitar.
Oh, okay. So are you into music as well?
Yeah, I actually play for the worship team every Sunday at church, so I guess that's music to me, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah. You had your Q&A. What were the questions, like practice questions?
Well, I got asked what's my favourite colour and what's my favourite animal. And
you have to say why.
You have to say why, like what's the reason why it's your favourite. Like, I mean, I wasn't the best at it. I've got to practice.
But what did you say?
Well, for the colour, mine was aqua. And I said that because it reminds me of the ocean. And it's sort of the colour of my eyes as well. But I could have elaborated more on it. And then also with the animal, I said a dog because it's a man's best friend. I mean, they love you unconditionally. So that's sort of just what I answered today, but I've definitely got to practice more on that.
And you, Crystal, what question did you get?
My first question was, what is my first thing I do when I wake up? And my second question was, I had two choices. I had either a week of mediocre food or one day of five-star luxury food?
Yeah. What did you answer?
For the first question, I said that the first thing I do when I wake up is check my phone, like everybody else, because it's our way of connecting to the world. And that's how I keep updated with the people around me, but also how I find motivation and inspirations from role models that I look up to. And for the second question, I chose mediocre food for a week, because as a person who lives in a first world country like Australia, we're very privileged. So I'm not one to always look for luxury items. It's important that we also get to experience something that's a little less expected from us, because that contributes to our personal personality and characteristics and makes us a better person and improves our perspectives on the world.
Someone gave you that question ahead of the...
No.
I think you got a good answer.
Thank you.
And you,
Jana? My first question was, where was the last place you traveled and why? And my second question was, mom or dad? Yeah. So for the first question, I said I traveled to the Philippines. And the reason I went to the Philippines recently was just to spend some quality time with my family, because we have barriers like we haven't seen each other in a while, so distance. And just like reinforcing our relationship, like our connection to each other, just making sure that doesn't like, you don't lose it over time. So that's why we went, and I really enjoyed spending time, having a break from uni. So spending time with my cousins, so that was really fun. And for my second question, I couldn't choose one. So I said both, because they've both had such an impact on my life, and I can't live without either one of them. So it was a trick question. Yeah, it was a trick question. I said both. So, yeah.
Well done. If you win Miss Supermodel Worldwide for Australia, where will you be going? Like, or where are you competing next after?
India.
Yeah. And you're going to be competing with other girls. Yeah. Say you win the Miss Supermodel World Australia, what will you take to India for you to represent Australia the best way you can?
No, I just think I've just got to be confident and have my personality. You just got to be yourself and just be happy and give off good vibes to everyone, be positive, be friendly to everyone, and I reckon if you're good, all good things will always come back to you. So that's for me. I don't really...
Thank you.
Krista? If I was to win Miss Supermodel Worldwide Australia, I would say I'll do my best to project the Australian community at the international stage. Because as a born Filipino with like a full Filipino blood in me, I don't have the stereotypical Australian girl with the blonde hair and blue eyes. So I think it's important that we also show the world that Australia celebrates the unity of cultures, and that people of different ethnicities can represent Australia with pride and carry the country with pride.
Yeah, and you never know, because Miss Universe, who was just recently crowned, is Filipino-Australian, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you, Jana?
Yeah, well, I would definitely bring our attitude. Like, I think Australians are really tolerant towards diversity. We're very diverse, so we're very tolerant towards different cultures, religions, and I'll definitely, like, try my best to show everyone, like, because they're from different countries, like, I'll show them how Australians accept each other, like, here and wherever we are, so.
Maybe this is my last question. They said that beauty competitions are changing nowadays. It's not just about beauty, but as well as your personality and your intelligence, and also as what you can bring for the community. For yourself, what are you advocating for?
Well, I believe self-confidence. That's the first thing that someone notices about you. It's not just on the outside, it's what's on the inside underneath. And I mean, everyone can be pretty, but you can like some people can be ugly on the inside, have an ugly personality, and that's the thing for me. You've got to be nice to others, and as I said, I believe in karma. So if you're positive to everyone else, good things will come back to you. And yeah.
Krista?
Yeah, as cliche as it sounds, it would have to be promoting self-confidence and self-love. Because in a world of like social media and like you're comparing yourself to the influencers and models, it's hard. Like sometimes you expect too much of yourself, when really you just have to show who you are inside, and that's when you really shine and attract the best in life. Yeah.
Jen? Yeah, mine's a bit different. So I would actually use this as a platform to be an advocate for mental health, because I'm part of an executive team that promotes awareness and utilizing the peer-to-peer interactions. So using student relationships between each other. So I definitely think we have mental health plays a big part in like our daily lives, especially joining a big competition. So I would definitely, like, everyone goes through their own issues. So I would be advocating for more awareness and just making sure that everyone knows about mental health and that it's a real thing that can affect everyone, especially us, who are supposed to be just pretty and smart. But yeah, like attitude, it all comes down to how you are mentally. So I think I'd be an advocate for mental health.
Thank you very much to the three of you, Cassia, Jana, and Crystal, and all the best for the competitions, and hope to see you with the other girls. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.